If you recall, I had just given Drover the great news. I had decided to move him up to the varsity. His eyes crossed.
The varsity? You mean?
Yes, Drover. I think you're ready for the big game. I'm going to give you the starting position at offensive tackle. Is that exciting or what? His eyes grew wider.
Tackle? Me?
Yes, sir. You'll be right up front with the big boy. I want you to go out there and really bust somebody. Show them who's boss.
I already know.
What?
I said, varsity. Oh, boy. Goody.
That's the spirit. This could be the biggest game of the season. Let's go get him. He jumped to his feet and let out a cheer.
Let me at him. I'll hammer their helmets. I'll knock their socks off, and then I'll...
Suddenly, he went down like a rock.
Oh, drat the luck. There it went. This old leg quit on me again. Oh, the pain.
Maybe it's just a cramp.
No, I really messed it up this time.
Work through it, son. You're on the varsity now. The team needs you.
I know. It's what I've always dreamed of, but I just don't think this leg will stay under me.
I paced a few feet away and gazed up at the sky. Okay, here's an idea. Suppose we move me to offensive tackle and give you the starting job at running back.
You know, that might work.
I whirled around and gave him a scorching glare. Just as I suspected. There's nothing wrong with your leg. Get off your lazy duff and let's go out there and win a big one for the ranch.
Well, okay, if you think.
His eyes popped wide open, and he pointed at something behind me.
Oh my gosh, it's them!
Huh? Them? I whirled to the right and went into my karate stance, expecting to see a whole herd of cannibals coming at me with flashing teeth. What I saw was a whole herd of wild turkeys, clucking and pecking down along the creek. False alarm, Drover. It's just... He had vanished. Drover? All that remained was a small cloud of dust above the spot where he had been sitting. Drover! Come back here! I'm giving you a direct order. Okay, pal. If you're not back here in 2 minutes, you're off the team. From somewhere in the distance, I heard a faint cry.
Oh, my leg! Oh, the guilt!
I couldn't believe it. Yes, I could. It was exactly what you'd expect from an ungrateful, unpatriotic, quivering little goldbricker. I'd given him the opportunity of a lifetime, a starting position on the ranch's team. But instead of seizing the opportunity... Oh, well, I didn't need him anyway. I'd be better off without him. It was only a short 2 mile hike over to the lake, and maybe I wouldn't run into the Coyote Brotherhood. Sure, they often hung out under the shade of the cottonwoods along the creek, but maybe today... I raised my voice to a shout. Okay, Drover, I've decided to reshuffle the starting lineup. Come back and we'll try you at running back. What an opportunity, huh? I cocked my ear and listened. Not a sound. No doubt he had already burrowed into the deepest, darkest corner of the machine shed, and nothing less than a bulldozer could have pulled him out. I turned my gaze to the west.